Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Elizabeth Bizzasow wrote, "Blessed are those who can give without remembering and take without forgetting." We pray, O Lord, that this day and this weekend will find your blessings upon us and that charitable love will lubricate our varied relationships in life. May our love be soothing for those we live with, bringing harmony and deep caring for one another. And we pray that you would help us have a sense of charity as we minister to those in our districts who stand in need of our help and what we have to offer. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Lawrence, Senator from the 11th, Senator from 7th, Senator from 13th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 26th day, Wednesday, February 23rd, 2011. The Senate met pursuant to a...
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've got a couple of groups of special guests to introduce here today. Let's see. First of all, over on my right, your left, we've got the University of Missouri Extension Center. And we've got Sheldon Topke, Morgan Kerr Totten, Nancy Francis, Kelly Wildorf, Mr. H.C. Russell, who is their chair, and William Kessler with the University of Missouri Extension Center. And then also today, we have the MU School of Health Professionals. We've got Rose Hayden, Nancy Fay, that's the alumni coordinator and the president, and Joe Moore, Trent Ellis, Jeff Carr, Meredith Huffman, Kelsey Finnegan with the MU School of Health Professionals. I ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome all the guests of the Senator from Boone. Please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. The chair has an introduction up here on the dais with me is a businessman from Poplar Bluff and a good friend of many of us, Steve Boyers from Butler County. Further introductions. Petitions, Senator from the 11th.
And under introductions, I'd like to remind the body today that it's a very special day in the Missouri Senate. It is the birthday of one of our colleagues, the Senator from the 10th, is celebrating her 21st birthday, is that correct? So I wanted the body to extend their congratulations to our beloved colleague, the Senator from the 10th.
Let's all welcome and congratulate the Senator from the 10th on her birthday. Senator from the 10th.
May I inquire of the Senator from the 15th?
Does the Senator yield?
He does.
He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you, Senator. I just wanted to thank you and the other members of the Under 40 Caucus for voting to change it to the 40 and Under Caucus. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was a small sacrifice to keep you in our caucus. We're very pleased to still have you. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some guests with us this morning. On my left and your right, we have University of Missouri Alumni Alliance is in Jefferson City today for their annual legislative day, visiting the Missouri Senate. From the first district is Wimpy Kenner, John Grissom, Bud Reber, and Roxanne Miller. If they'd stand, and we could welcome
them. Will the guests of the senator from the first please rise for recognition by the Senate. Senator from Green.
I have some guests on your right and my left that I'd like to welcome to the Missouri Senate this morning. Wes Pratt, who is the second vice president of the NAACP local Springfield chapter and the chairman of the Legal Redress Committee. He's joined by Leela Panagidis of Springfield, who's the third vice president. I would ask them to stand, and we welcome them.
We're delighted to welcome the guests of the senator from Green to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, introduction of a very special guest. On my right, your left, I would like everyone to welcome the Chancellor of the University of Missouri, Science and Technology in Rolla, Missouri, Dr. John F. Kearney III. He's been a great asset to our community and especially our university. We're so proud to have him.
We are especially delighted to welcome Chancellor Jack Kearney to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some guests on your right, my left. We have some ladies with the disability community in Jefferson County. I've known for a long time. They have big hearts, and they're not listening, but they're over there. If they could eventually listen and stand and be recognized by the Senate.
Will the guests of the senator from Jefferson please stand for recognition by the Senate? Introductions. Senator from 7th.
Mr. President, I'd ask for a point of personal privilege.
Senator from the 7th will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. This does seem to be the time of birthday announcements, and I have a special one to announce, too. This senator came in with me. We're in our 11th year together, and tomorrow is his birthday. Would you help me celebrate the birthday of the senator from Stoddard?
Thank you, Senator. Well, Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three guests here today. If they'd stand up, please. They're from the Christian County, Missouri Extension, and the one in the middle is also extremely involved in veterans issues in my county, and I'd just like to introduce them to the body.
And you'll send their names forward, right? Thank you, Senator. Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Christian. Senator from 15th.
Mr. President, I'd like to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator from 15th will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. I am not going to inquire the Senator from Stoddard of his age. I think that would be a bad move for me in this body to see if he fits under the caucus we spoke about earlier. But I do want to say, just in case my wife is listening online, it is her birthday as well, so I'd like to wish my wife a happy birthday. Thank you.
We're delighted with that. Introductions. Petition, Senator from Johnson. I see a member of Congress just entered.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The introduction of guests.
Proceed, Senator.
We are honored to have our U.S. Congressman from the 4th District. She's a former House member, just got elected this past November. I'd like for the body to welcome our U.S. Congressman, Vicki Hartzler.
We're delighted to welcome Vicki Hartzler. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
President, I have three bills.
Send your bills forward, sir. Thanks. Is it at two? Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 333, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health care.
No explanation.
Read the second
needed.
Bill.
Senate Bill 334, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to MoHealthNet managed care data.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 335, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to confidentiality of Department of Revenue records.
Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill. You have a bill for me.
Senate Bill 336, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture.
This cleans up our noxious weed provisions.
Cleans up the weeds. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 337, introduced by Senator Senate Bill 337, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture.
Senator.
This bill is actually one of our Reboot Missouri bills that should save the Department of Agriculture some money.
Thank you. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I have a bill.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 338, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to Supreme Court records.
Senator.
Thank you. I just want to say what a good job you're doing today, Mr. President. Thank you.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr.
Thank
President.
Thank you, Senator. You may come this way, Senator. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 339, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to child care.
Senator from Christian.
Bill.
Send it forward.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 340, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to licensing by the Board of Embalmers and Funeral Directors.
Senator?
Yes, sir.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 341, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to the preferential use of the Capitol complex by private entities.
Senator.
Mr. President, this is a very simple, non-controversial piece of legislation that simply keeps us from picking winners and losers, Mr. President. Thank you.
Further introduction of bills. The senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 342, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to foster care students.
Senator.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you.
I have 7 bills, Mr. President.
7 bills?
7! I'm popular. My goodness.
Would you please
load your chances?
Load them on a dolly and send them forward. Thank you, Dolly. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 343, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the creation of the crime of assaulting an employee of a mass transit system while in the scope of his or her duties.
Senator?
Requires no explanation. That's pretty clear.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 344, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to health insurance coverage for mammography screenings.
Senator?
Requires no explanation.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 345, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the Council on Digital Inclusion.
Senator?
That has to do with broadband access in public schools, Mr. President.
Please, thank you. Please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 346, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to reporting of medical harm events.
Senator?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Thank you. Please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill 347, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to reimbursing Bi-State Development Agency for the reasonable cost attributable to investigating and prosecuting fare evasion offenses.
Fairly self-explanatory. We have people who will slip on the bus and not pay and will be arrested and worked through.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Please read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill 348, introduced by Senator Wright Jones et al., an act relating to increasing preventive health services through the Prevention First Act.
Senator?
Women's Health Services, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one little bill.
Please send your little bill forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 349, introduced by Senator Ridgeway. An act relating to abolishing the Sentencing Advisory Commission.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Green.
I also have a bill.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 350, introduced by Senators Dixon and Ridgeway, an act relating to the promulgation of state administrative rules.
Senator.
Mr. President, this would simply sunset all rules promulgated by agencies and require repromulgation after 6 years. Thank you.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
Senate Bill 351, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to adoption records.
Senator?
This is the first of what I hope to be a series of bills over the next few years to simplify and to make better our adoption process in the state of Missouri.
Great. Thank you. Further introduction of bills. Further introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Bill.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 352, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to a mental health assessment pilot program.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'd like to start a pilot program so we can get less people in our prison systems, people that have been off their meds, to put them back on their meds, nonviolent offenders, and treat them rather than incarcerate them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Howell.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means of Fiscal Review has a report.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 2, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 33 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergerson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill 187, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. I would like to remind you and the members of the body that copies have been distributed and are on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your report forward. The reading of the report is requested to be waived. Hearing no objection, it shall be waived. Senator, would you like to proceed?
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Stoddard. He's made a unanimous unanimous request to hear all the nominees in the report and accept them in one motion. Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointments.
Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion put forward by the senator from Stoddard? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator from Stoddard has made a motion that we adopt the Senate committee report that has been distributed. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye. All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the committee report. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills. Senator from Saline on Senate Bill 33.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 33 brought up for a third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 33 be third read and finally passed. To remind my colleagues, this is the bill that removes binding arbitration for MoDOT, allows them to go to court just like every other citizen and every other DOT and every other department in state government. If there are any questions, I would renew my motion.
You have heard the motion put forth by the senator from Saline to read the third time and finally pass Senate Bill number 33. Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion? Senator from the 10th, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
May I inquire of the senator from Saline?
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does proceed.
I'm sorry, Senator. It must
Happy
be my
birthday.
Old... Thank you. It must be my old age, but I couldn't hear which bill it was that you just said this was.
33. It's the one that that removes binding arbitration
oh, okay.
from MoDOT, allows them to go to court.
Got start. It. Thank
Everybody.
You.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Saline has closed on his motion to read the third time and finally pass Senate Bill number 33. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 33, an act relating to the abolishment of mandatory arbitration and negligence actions where the Department of Transportation is a defendant. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cole votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye, 1 no, you have read the third time and finally passed Senate Bill number 33. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and the perfecting motions were made and carried. Continuing on the same calendar, Senate Joint Resolution number 2, the senator from Saline.
SJR 2 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You have heard the motion from the senator from Saline. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is now before the body.
Mr. President, I now move that SJR 2 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. As a reminder, this is the constitutional amendment that allows for photo ID. Be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline to read the third time and place upon his final passage Senate Joint Resolution number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Saline has closed on his motion to read the third time and place upon his final passage Senate Joint Resolution number 2. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, an act joint resolution relating to voter photo identification. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Franklin votes aye. Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from Clay votes aye. Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from Cape Girardeau votes aye. By your vote of 26 aye and 7 no, you have read the third time and placed upon its final passage Senate Joint Resolution Number 2. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and the perfecting motions were made and carried. Continuing on the same calendar, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108, the Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108 be taken up for third reading and its final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 15th. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is now before the body. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the fire sprinkler bill that we talked about, I believe, last week, that ensures that homeowners have a choice but are not required to have fire sprinklers installed in their home, and make sure that we don't diminish an otherwise struggling part of our economy with the home building industry, and again, to provide that option for consumers but not to require it.
Senator, will you please state your motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108 be read a third time and finally passed.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from 15th to place upon his final passage and read the third time Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108. Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator has closed on his motion to read the third time and place upon his final passage Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108, an act relating to the installation of fire sprinklers in certain dwellings. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 14th votes aye. Senator from the 7th votes aye. You got it. By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, you have read the third time and finally passed Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that Senator from Andrew has objected.
Be agreed to.
The Senator from the 15th has moved that the title be agreed to.
Mr. President, I move that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
The motion before the body is to agree to the title. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have agreed to the title.
Mr. President, I now move that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from the 15th. Senator from Andrew, for what purpose do you rise?
I've moved the motion on the table.
The vote occurs on the latter motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 71. Senator from Parsons.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 71 be taken up for third reading and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Polk. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 71 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Polk to read the third time and place upon its final passage Senate Bill number 71. Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion? The senator from St. Francis, what purpose, sir?
To inquire of the bill's sponsor.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, it's kind of a tradition here in the Senate that when you make a motion and it's a voice motion, that you vote for it yourself, because it helps it pass if nobody else says aye. And like that time that we had to wait for somebody to vote aye to bring it to the floor, you could initiate it by voting for your own bill. You don't have to be hesitant on coming out in support of your own bill, if you would. This is kind of a tradition that typically you back your own bill, you ask for it to be brought forward, and you then agree that you would like it to be brought forward. You don't rely upon the rest of us to decide whether we like it or not, traditionally.
Well, Senator, actually, it was a light eye this time because last time I did that, it didn't work out too well. In this body, I might add to you, refresh your memory.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard upon the motion put forth by the senator from Polk? Senator from Andrews, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
May I inquire the senator from Polk?
Senator, do you yield?
I do. Just clarification for the body. Is this the first bill that you're about to pass in the Senate?
It is.
It is. You think it'll get passed?
Pardon me?
Do you think it'll get passed?
I believe it will.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. I just wanted to clarify this was your first bill.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Polk has renewed his motion to pass Senate Bill number 71, read it the third time, place upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 71, an act relating to certain notices required by the Missouri Appraisal Management Company Registration and Regulation Act. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones,
we shall have order in this chamber. Senator from Stoddard. It shall be so changed. The senator from the 23rd. You're recorded as a no. It shall so be changed. Senator from St. Francis. It shall be changed to an aye. Senator from Saline. It shall be changed to an aye. The senator from Franklin. It shall be recorded as a yes. Senator from the first. It shall be changed to a yes. The senator from Lawrence. It shall be changed. The senator from the 15th. It shall be changed from a no to a yes. Senator from the 4th. It shall be changed from a no to a yes. Senator from Andrew. It shall be changed to an aye. Senator from Boone. It shall be changed. Senator from Johnson. Votes aye. Senator from the 11th. Shall be changed. Senator from the 10th. Shall be changed. Senator from the 8th. Shall be changed. Senator from Cape. You're recorded as a no. By your vote of 30 aye and one no, you have read the third time and finally passed Senate Bill 71. Senator from Polk.
I move the title be agreed to.
Senator from Polk has moved that the title be agreed to. Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The title has been agreed to. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I make the motion to third read and finally pass. No?
We've already done that, Senator.
I don't have it. Mr. President, I move that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
The Senator from Polk has moved the vote by which Senate Bill 71 passed be reconsidered. Senator from the 11th.
Move that that motion lay on the table.
Senator from the 11th has moved that that motion lie on the table. The question occurs on the latter motion. Those in the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, members of the body, I would like to introduce in the back gallery the fourth grade class from Mark Twain Elementary in Rolla, Missouri. And I would like to make for you all to make them feel welcome. And I would also, one very special member of that class, my grandson, Brody Neil Brown, I'd like to make him page for the day without compensation. Thank you.
Would the guests from the Senator please rise to be welcomed by the Missouri Senate, and would your grandson be made page of the day to serve without compensation? Thank you for visiting and watching your Missouri Senate operate like a well-oiled machine. Just going down to... Senator from Saline on Mr. Senate President, Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 58.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 58 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Saline. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 58 be read a third time and finally passed. For my colleagues, a reminder, this is the bill that updates the household moving law in the state of Missouri.
The Senator from Saline has made the third read and final passage motion for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 58. Does any Senator desire to be heard upon that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator has closed on his motion to read the third time, place upon his final passage, Senate substitute, Senate committee substitute, for Senate Bill 58. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 58, an act relating to motor carrier transportation regulated by the State Highways and Transportation Commission. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Jefferson. By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, you have read the third time and placed upon its final passage Senate substitute, Senate committee substitute, Senate Bill 58. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and the perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 174, the Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 174 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that Senate Bill 174 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Mr. President, Senate Bill 174, a bill that would allow municipalities upon voter approval to establish a water line insurance program. I know that you're aware of problems occurring in some municipalities in St. Charles County where the homeowners believe that this repair is covered under their homeowner's policy, only to find out that thousands of dollars of repairs are going to have to be paid out of pocket. And, of course, the city's do not provide coverage for this repair as it runs on the homeowner's property. So we have this in statute for a sewer lateral repair, and this would allow it for waterline repair also. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The Senator from the 23rd has made the third read and final passage motions for Senate Bill 174. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from the 23rd has made the motion to read the third time and finally pass Senate Bill number 174. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 174, an act relating to the imposition of fees for the repair of water service lines in certain municipalities. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Clay votes aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 1 no, you have read the third time and finally passed Senate Bill 174. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and the perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 13, the Senator from Johnson.
President, I move that Senate Bill 13 be taken up for a third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Johnson. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 13 be read a third time and finally passed. This bill deals with creating a task force to study teacher compensation. When it came to the floor, we did add that most of the members would be appointed by the president pro tem, and then we did put an amendment on the floor that would create members from both political parties in the House and Senate to also serve in that commission. It's to study teacher compensation. Be glad to answer any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
The senator from Johnson has made the motion to read the third time and place upon its final passage Senate substitute, Senate committee substitute, Senate Bill 13. Does any senator desire to be heard on this motion? The senator from the first, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Could I inquire of the senator from Johnson?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, thanks for accepting my inquiry.
You're welcome.
Just moments ago, I heard you reference yourself by your surname. Is that within the Senate rules?
Well, is there a statute of limitations? Don't you have to, if someone makes
I don't believe
rule
so. I don't
time?
Believe so, Senator, because when you were in the chair last week when I broke a Senate rule, you used that big mallet up there to, you know, gavel
upon
me down.
Upon instruction from the Senate Secretary.
Is that where it came from?
That's
well,
where,
I wonder
where
this. I wonder where this, the Senate Secretary was moments ago.
Well, I know you cannot refer to others by their name. I think you can refer to your...
You can refer to yourself by your surname?
I don't know. We might have to do an inquiry on that, but can I think we, you probably can. Have you ever referred to yourself in the third person, Senator?
All the time.
No. All right, I just want to get clarification on that rule.
You know, it probably wasn't a good practice. Never done it before.
Okay. All right.
So, okay. Can't say I won't do it again, but...
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Barred the bill sponsor.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
Does proceed.
Don't want to take very long at this, but we talked earlier in the week about the
retirement.
The retirement system and the fact that we need to address it. And I know a lot of my colleagues have gotten emails from teachers since that time that have been a directive of the Association President of the Retired Teachers, Kreider.
Refer to his name on the floor.
Yeah, I didn't refer to him the other day. I said he was a lowlife, but I didn't say his name. So today I'll say his name. I got his email saying how we're lying to the people about the financial stability of this. So it was interesting because one of my colleagues came up to me and said I was on the committee in the House that passed the last changes that all these people asked for. And so he brought me the actual committee version of the bill after we had made several changes in the few years ago. But I thought that was interesting. And I would you like to know what the surplus was at the teacher's retirement at the time? $1.16 billion surplus that they enjoyed less than 10 years ago. And they decided to pass this, increase the benefit multiplier to 2.55. Raise the cost of living adjustment, increases member benefits by $3 per year, increases formula factor up 10%, increases temporary benefits, raises the cost of living cap so that they can have a bigger raise every year in the cost of living, and increases the one-time benefit from 3.4 to 7.1%. You know, talking for this was the Public School Retirement System, Missouri Retired Teachers Association, Missouri National Education Association, Missouri Federation of Teachers, School Administration Coalition, Missouri State Teacher. Oh, you know what they all have in common? They all benefited from this, but they Missouri School Board Association, Missouri Association of Educational Personnel. Now, we've went from $1.16 billion surplus. And then Kreider puts in the letter that they're in no danger of going down. Right now, they're at, because he said, we're at 79% of funding level. We've went from $1.16 billion of surplus above 100% of funding level to 79% of funding level in less than 10 years. Does anybody understand how that works? Well, obviously, the retired teachers don't, if you've all been like me and been getting the emails about how sound their system is. I want to say this again. I have no desire to have the teachers' retirement system. But I do not have a desire to mislead them in thinking that there's nothing wrong. And then I had one of these associations says, yeah. Oh, the other thing is, the assumptions in here, it doesn't have any fiscal note because the local contribution will not have to be raised because they're doing so well. Now, how many of you know how often the local contribution, the teacher contribution has been raised in the last decade? Every year it's had to be raised because of these assumptions. And as projected, will have to be raised every year to the maximum for the foreseeable future. And what we've done here, we've capped the amount of participation raises, but we've not capped the benefit. And the gap keeps widening. And we've lost $1.1 billion surplus in the last 10 years, and now we're at 79% capacity. So for him to have the audacity to say that we're lying to them about the future of this pension system because we want to get our hands on it, which would be illegal to get our hands on and use it, it upsets me to say the least. I have kids that are teachers and son-in-laws are teachers. The 20-something-year-olds, if we do not make some proper adjustments, and I had one of the teachers' organizations in my office said, you're right, we do need to make adjustments. But we want to wait until it's 15% of our participating, 15% of the school district, because then they will realize that we really do need to do something, because it's 15%. And then we could start the new ones off with a defined contribution, because if they contribute 15%, they could save for their own retirement. We want to wait until the gap widens before we do anything. And who will be asked when the gap becomes so wide that we can't pay the teachers' benefits? Who will be asked to put the money up? Who do you think they're going to go to?
Legislature.
The legislature. Let's fix this problem now. I'm saying we don't want their pension plan, but we need to put everybody in the room, as I proposed the other day, to figure out what the long-term solution is. We cannot project $1.something billion surplus and in 10 years change the rules. And the thing is, here it says, in the impact, it won't have any long-term impact, but it does admit that the fund is going down hundreds of millions every year. And the bulk of the teachers that are in the actuarially are ready and the baby boomers to retire will make it even skewed more. So I wanted to let you know that for those of you that are getting letters saying that we want to take over the system, that's not the case. We would want to make the system solvent for the future of the teachers, the people that are going into that profession now, not so that they have to worry about it 10 years and come back to the legislature and say, well, you know, we need a few billion dollars because we're just too short. So I think it's something that I've asked you to do this committee. I don't want to be on it because I'm an evil person. I'd say the senator from Cape shouldn't be on it because he's an evil person, as I read from Mr. Kreider letters, that he's trying to destroy the teacher's retirement. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I would like my kids and my son-in-law to have a retirement, and if we make the adjustments now, we can do it. But if we set it up to where 10 years from now, both the school or 15 years from now, district and the teacher has to put in 25%. How does a teacher that's coming out of college that has $100,000 in debt afford to put 25% of their salary into the retirement plan in order to prop up all those that are retiring right now? I don't think it's right. And it's projected to be 39%, the senator says, but in reality, we have a cap on it. So it will keep growing, except we've capped it at a rate that cannot keep up with the growth of the benefits. And I don't know, maybe I'm naive, but I know something about numbers. It isn't going to work. And to tell the teachers, don't worry, we're at 79%. That's great. If you were at 60% 10 years ago, you were at 100-something% 10 years ago, and now you're at 79% and dropping. And you shouldn't be concerned with that, though. So tell your legislators to keep their hands off. We don't want their pension plan. I reiterate again, we want their pension plan to be stable. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Sorry. For the
inquiry. Senator from the 24th, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
To inquire for the Senator from St. Francois.
Senator from St. Francis, Senator, would you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 24th? Please.
Very good. I think the points you made are valid and a conversation I'd like to have, but I think it's important as we go and enter into this process of discernment that we do a better job going forward of educating the public as to what all this means. You know, what is a defined pension? What does it mean? How does it work? You made mention of the fact that the teachers' unions lobbied for and successfully received additions to their pensions after an extended period of great success in terms of asset appreciation. And it's not unlike happened all around the country. What the public doesn't understand, and I think it's important that they do begin to understand, is that with a defined pension, we, this state, this body, and all the local authorities are guaranteeing the downside in asset valuations. So when we see the stock market go from 15,000 to 10,000 or 10,000 to 5,000 or all, we're guaranteeing the downside in the market.
And if you've been in this market for a while. I mean, you've been in this business, this industry.
But you look at the private sector. The private sector had defined benefit plans for years and years and years. And beginning in the early 80s, mid 80s, they started to recognize the fact that managing this downside risk is something that they're not capable of doing, that the price associated with it is very, very high. And the fact of the matter is that we as a state continue to guarantee the downside risk, something that's very hard to quantify. And you know what? The public might want us to do that very thing.
Well, Senator, I was going to ask you, what five-year period do you think they used in 2000 to base their projections on their retirement?
Well, obviously they used the five greatest years in the history of the market, 95 to 2000. Now,
that's exactly right.
But that's not so much the point. I think the most important, the thing that we have to make sure happens is that the public understand that we're being asked to guarantee the downside in the markets, downside in the value of those assets. They may want us to. They may decide, yes, do that. That's a good choice. They don't know that that's the bargain we've entered into. And I think that that's the most, from my mind, what has to come out of all these discussions and proceedings is that the people actually understand that. And then they can decide. We want to, on a go-forward basis, we guarantee the downside in all these financial assets, or not. And I think right now, you know, when the public hears that a pension is underfunded, they don't know why it was underfunded. And then, you know, you might say, well, here's why it's underfunded, because we doubled or tripled or increased the benefits over time to where they're unsustainable. But that's not the real reason. If the market had gone from 14,000 in 2000 to 28,000 today, they'd all still be
funded. Okay.
They'd be fine. They could have even increased
their benefits.
If you're
going to use the projections on the best 5 years of the market, you'll be fine.
They'd still be fine. What the public doesn't understand is that when we enter into these arrangements, we, the state, are on the hook for the downside. And think about it. It's like it's under the worst circumstances. To the extent that the markets reflect the state of the economy, the market collapses, the economy collapses. Some people would say this, the market goes first, the economy goes second. And then right at the worst moment, when all those things are happening, the state has to stand up and say, well, we're now underfunded to the degree by which we're underfunded, and we've guaranteed the downside, and we have to actually come up with the money under the worst possible circumstances. I think, you know, I think when you look at city by city and the obligations they have, and then you get to the state level and the obligations that we have, I'm convinced the public has no idea that we've guaranteed the downside of the markets. And I think it's important at the end of this process that they understand that. And then they'll tell us what they want us to do.
Well, I think it's important, and that's why I think we need everybody. We need teachers, current teachers. We need retired teachers. We need their associations in to help solve the problem, not to deny that there is a problem.
Right.
I mean, I have no desire to have their pension, but unless we educate them, you can't put out letters like you put out yesterday that say, we're okay, our funds made 13% this year. Look at that. That's going to go, think of how that's going to take care of it. 13% this year. It didn't say the last 3 years the average return was less than like 2%. But last year was fine. We have to educate them that we're working together to ensure their pension, not just to guarantee, as you say, the bottom side.
Right. Very good.
Thank you.
Senator from Clay, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have some young people from beautiful county of Clay here along with their 4-H leaders. They're all involved in 4-H. On my left, I have Peggy, I hope I don't tear your last name up, Mossbacher. Very good. Okay. Nicole Herringer, Carlin Peters, Paige Carter, and Carol Kessler. Did I get everybody? Hope so. All right. They're on my left, and they're here visiting with 4-H, and I would appreciate it if the Missouri Senate would make them feel welcome. Just stand up.
Would the guest of the Senator from Clay please rise to be welcomed by the Missouri Senate? Thank you for visiting. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire the senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis, would you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the first? He does
Thank
proceed.
You. Thank you, Senator. I just want to get some clarification on the discussion that you were having with the senator from the 24th. And I think that you've made it pretty clear that it's not your intent or the intent of this body to get our hands on the teacher's pension.
Don't want it, nor do we want the liability.
Right. That's the thing I want to kind of ask, you know, get further clarification on. It seemed like the senator from the 24th might have alluded to if this thing does go south and it's grossly unfunded, that they may come to the legislature to fund it. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how we would be, or the state of Missouri would be on the hook when these aren't state employees.
Right. Will, you know, the federal government have things called government agencies that have the implied backing of the government. They don't have the direct backing. Pension plan here does not have the direct backing, but they have the implied backing that the state is overlooking the pension plan. But then we have the direct backing of the fact that we're funding education and the school boards are putting in a huge percentage. And if it has to keep going up, we are funding it, whether we like it or not. And at some point, the patrons of the school district will say, what do you mean we can't hire teachers? We have to put 25%, or as my colleague said, 30-something percent where it's projected. We have to put 25% into a fund to take care of their pension, so we can't hire another teacher, because we've got one teacher salary and every four people we're supplying their pension. So in a direct sense, we are funding education that those school boards will have to put money, and they'll have to give teachers an adequate enough salary for them to put 25% in. Mm-hmm. They'll have to raise their salary if you're gonna keep taking a larger and larger chunk to fund your pension. So we kind of have, you'll have to ask the senator if that's what he was implying, but we have a implied backing that we're supervising, we're approving their rules, we're the ones that have said it was fiscally sound to do this. So we have an implied backing, and we have a direct backing that we're giving money to the school districts, which in turn then have to raise the level of participation for their teachers.
And again,
going to continue to go up.
The reason over the last decade that it's gone from a $1.6 billion surplus to now being funded at what level?
79%. There's a multiple reason. One, the market didn't. They used the 5 years prior to 2000 to project their return, and that was the best period of the time in the market. So the market did not continue at 12%. You know, it actually had a period of time. Remember the tech boom right after this in 2001, and where everything went down. And he implies in this, he says, they want to put you where Wall Street will be in charge of your pension. Where do you think their money's invested now? You know, that's just an idiotic statement to say, well, they'll want Wall Street to be in charge. Well, over 95% of this is in there now. You know, we're going to go up and down. So we have two things. We have a factor that the market has not performed the way the five-year projection did. And the second projection is the changes we made in the 90s, in addition to these, where we've lowered from average 5 years pension to 3 years, we've raised the amount of cap, we let ones that go ahead and work to 60 take a huge amount of one-time money out. We've done these things, and they're all great things. But that, in addition to the underperformance of the market, has went from a huge surplus to 79% of. So it's been a combination of the same.
Do we govern their pension program as far as how they can take things out and the caps and all that? We do.
We do. And that's what I went back here. I didn't mention who the senator was because it was a 10-0 vote to allow these things, and so I didn't want him to say he was voting with that. But we set these rules, and so there's going to be implied that we set it up to fail. And my point is we need to change it now while we can make small adjustments rather than waiting 10 years for the wheels to fall off. Because it has the same basic projections as Social Security. The difference is They've done some adjustments with Social Security, and the federal government has a printing press. So, if, you know, if they can't, they just keep printing.
Right.
We on the other hand, cannot. We have to then make those adjustments. The other thing that's happened, and I don't blame any of these administrators or anything, but there's been a proliferation of administrators leaving districts for the last 3 years of their service because we've got some rules in there how much we can give them raises, and going to another district and getting a higher level for 3 years and then basing the retirement for the next 30 years on those three. Then retiring and being hired as consultants are going to private schools and finishing out their careers. I don't blame them. We set up the rules. They're living by the rules. My point, if we don't have an adjustment to the rules, we're setting them up for failure.
Okay.
In my
opinion. Thanks for
the
clarification. Appreciate it.
He might. Senator from the 23rd, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield? He does.
Yes, I yield. Senator.
Okay, let's let everybody know, Senator. I was that person. All right.
I was going to say that until I saw it was a 10-0 vote.
Well, that's what I want to explain that to you. I'm the one who gave you the information this morning and after listening to the
It was very
the other day. I guess I was naive at that time. It was my first year in the legislature. I was a member of the minority party on the committee. Didn't have a lot of experience in pension issues. And the mistake that I made was that I believed the people that testified before the committee on the legislation.
I listened to them. There's a whole list.
And that bill, House Bill 660, was a freight train running down the track at full speed. And the director of the pension system of the PSRS system sat in front of the committee and said that the system can afford the benefit increase, that they were overfunded and that they would be able to afford the benefit increase.
And Senator, I saw here where only one person, not any organization, one person stood up and said, you know, this increase will cost too much and the system will not be able to afford its increases if the stock market declines. And it's a guy named Richard Moore. I don't know who Richard Moore is.
One person in the entire state of Missouri testified against the bill. I remember.
Oh, his last name is Notre-Damus.
He was sounding a note of caution that the 90s were an extraordinary time of returns for the market, and that at that time that we were considering that legislation, that the market had already started
to
correct. And he was the only one that stood in the way of that bill becoming law, and I should have listened to him instead of all the organizations and the director of the pension system who said that this is good for the teachers.
Policy.
And if you look at the summary, they said the reason why we have to do this is because we're having a problem attracting teachers. And we need this bill to make it, to help draw people to this profession. And then now, today, Missouri teachers have the highest contribution rate in the entire country for their pension system. You know, later on in my time in the House, I tried to make amends. I handled some pension legislation where I said there will be no additional benefit increases without, you know, an appropriate level of funding in the system.
Was Crider the head to yell at you?
He was the Speaker of the House in 2001 when the legislation was passed.
He was part of the problem.
And then in 2009 in the Senate, I had an opportunity. I filed legislation because I saw this problem happening where every year the teachers get jacked up another 0.5% and then another 0.5%.
And why just only 0.5%?
Because it's capped at 1%.
We capped it.
And the school districts pay half, and we pay half. And at the time, also in 2001, I talked to our superintendent of schools in St. Charles. I said, you know, you're required to come up with half of this contribution. And, you know, where were the school superintendents on this? Where the school boards association testified, I think, in support of it.
There will be no cost because We won't have to raise participation.
So the school districts are having to come up with half of this increase perpetually. And the bill I did in 2009 was, you know, we've got to find some way. Teachers cannot afford 40% of their take-home pay going to a pension benefit that they're not going to receive for 30 years. And I said, we've got to get attention on this problem. So I just put a bill in to try to get just people now? Talking about it. In 2009.
Oh, 2009.
Senate Bill 383.
And I bet everybody hopped on board and said,
and they
right.
said, no, let us, we know there's a problem. Let us work it out. The bill, I put a cap on the, I said, we're not going to raise the teacher's contribution rate anymore. We're going to put it on the school district.
Got to change it.
But I'm just trying to get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
And in committee, what they decided to do was nobody wanted any solution. They said, well, let's put a joint committee.
Why do you think they want to wait until everybody's paying 15, both sides are paying 15% before we do something, if you recognize that there's a problem?
Well,
why would you want to wait for that?
If they're looking to us to help them out, I mean, they're telling us not to touch their system because we don't contribute any state money. So if they're asking us to bail them out, I think they need to come to us with the solution.
No, I think we need to work on it together.
We had a committee substitute that would have created a joint committee to study the public teachers' retirement system.
I know we're spending a lot of time on Thursday morning, Senator, but this is important.
It's a big problem. It's a growing problem, and I agree with you. It's one of many that we have an obligation
to
develop a solution.
Yeah, if we bury our heads in the sand the way that they want us to do it, you guys are be gone too. I'll be gone, but you all be gone when it hits the fan, and then they're going to be here saying we're underfunded, we've got all these people retiring, and what are we going to do? Who's going to make up the difference?
One other thing. I had this person who was the director of the PSRS system, who I feel lied to me in front of the committee, retired, came back and is now running the system again. I talked to him in 2009. About this problem. I said, what are we going to do? What is your solution to the problem? And the only answer that I could really discern was that he was counting on inflation to solve the problem.
God, I hope we get inflation.
Because it's basically dollars. Now,
the money we give back to the teachers, they'll never be able to buy much with.
Right.
But if we could only get inflation, wasn't that Jimmy Carter's?
His hope was, through inflation, we get back to 100% funded. Of course, the negative of that is you probably have half the buying power that you thought you had when you contributed to the system.
And Senator, all I'm wanting to do is wake people up so that they can respond to some of these people in an intelligent manner to say, we can't pray for inflation. That is not a solution. Let's pray for the head of the guy running the thing says what we need to do is pray for inflation. And that will save us, maybe. So when their director's saying there's no problem and the guy running the thing saying we need to pray for inflation so that we have great years in the markets to get back ahead of it, does anybody else see a problem with this scenario? We need to do something. And we have tens of thousands of people that their future and their retirement depend upon us
and
at
I
some
just,
point doing something.
I agree with you, and I think what you're saying, the problem is getting worse. What we have in place now is not going to solve the problem. It's only going to become a bigger problem, and we got to start to get our hands around it.
I agree. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 24th, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
He does proceed.
Senator, I just want to emphasize, we started this conversation about an education task force, and you brought up the idea of the teachers' pension funds. And the point I wanted to make before is that not specific to the teachers' pension fund, but to all pension, all guaranteed defined benefit plans. Okay. And it's a very complicated, the conversation you just had and the legislation you spoke of previously and the changes to the benefits, those are all, there's a lot of details, and it's easy for the public to kind of gloss over. I think it's so important that we educate the public to understand that if a fund was 100% funded today, and we knew with certainty the benefits were never going to change, and that fund assumes a rate of return of 8.5% growth, that for every percentage return less than 8.5% growth, the state or the local authority is responsible for that, to make up the shortfall. It's that simple. So it's easy to get lost in the details and say, oh, it's underfunded because we did this.
And Senator,
we did
you make
that.
A great point. We don't have our own house in order. We don't have our own pension system in order. We made great strides last year with the special session, but we still are not examining the return of our second largest pension plan to see if it is performing.
But the question we have to make sure we ask and the answer we have to listen for is, do you want us to guarantee investment performance of a pension fund? That's the question. You know, of course, we're all for pension. Oh, it would be great to give somebody a pension. It'd be great to have it be fully funded. It'd be great to give benefits. It'd be great to increase the benefits. But the question is, do the taxpayers want to be on the hook for a pension not earning its assumed rate of return? Right. And that's right where we are right now.
Yep.
So the problems that all these authorities have, it's just, you go back the last 10 years. 10 years ago, somebody says we're going to assume an 8.5% rate of return. In reality, they got 2, 3, or 4% return. And every single year that they fell short of that assumed rate of return, citizens of the state were on the hook. You know, 60% of all households are said to be participating in the stock market. I'd venture to say 100% of the citizens are in the stock market when their elected officials put them on the hook, make them liable for the investment performance of any given
of the market.
Fund.
Absolutely right. Thank you. I know everybody's wanting to get out of here, so thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from Johnson is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Johnson has renewed his motion to read the third time and place upon his final passage Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 13. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 13, an act relating to a task force to study teacher compensation. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from the 14th votes aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. Senator from the 13th, we couldn't hear your vote. Aye. Senator from Christian.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Senator from Christian, do I even need to explain why I banged the gavel? Senator from Christian votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, you have read the third time and placed upon his final passage Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 13. If there are no objections, let the journal show that the titling and the perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Nottoway, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
I'd like to inquire of the chair.
Please state your inquiry.
Are we operating under the rules of the 95th General Assembly? We're still operating under those rules. Is that correct?
That is correct, Senator.
Pursuant to Rule 81, I believe the senator from Johnson has violated that rule in the blatant disregard and should be reprimanded accordingly, and I'd request a ruling from the chair on that.
Senator, the chair does not rule in the Senate. If you are making a point of order, it can then be referred to the president pro tem, but the chair does
not. So be it. I make the point of order that the senator from Johnson has blatantly disregarded the rule. So be
A point of order has been raised by the senator from
Specifically
Nottoway,
Rule 81.
That the senator from Johnson has violated Rule 81 of the Senate rules, located on page 37. It shall be referred to the president pro tem. Does any senator desire to be heard upon the point of order? The senator from the 15th, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
I'd like to speak on the point of order.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we all have known the senator from Johnson over these last couple of years, I think it's important for the president to consider the past pattern and practice of the senator from Johnson as he rules on this. The senator from Johnson has a history of walking across the aisle, ignoring the rules of entering and exiting, a reckless disregard for the use of props, and I would ask that all that be taken into consideration at this point of order. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order put forth by the senator from Nottoway? Senator from Johnson?
The senator from Andrew said that I blatantly disregarded the rules. I just messed up. So I didn't plan or anything like that. So it wasn't a blatant disregard. It was a mistake. So and I don't think that past offenses should be brought into something like this. It was not malicious, not intended. And so I would hope that the president pro tem would keep that in mind in ruling on this.
Senator from Franklin, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
Mr. President, to speak on the point of order.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, I would ask that the President pro tem, when ruling on this, would really take into consideration the size of our freshman class. We have a large number of freshmen, and we're all trying to learn the rules so that we might abide by those rules properly. The senator in question is the chairman of a committee that I'm the vice chairman of. I look up to him very much. I look to him for guidance. And Mr. President, if indeed he has broken a House rule, then as much as I...
Oh! The chair would like to remind everyone in the chamber that you are serving in the Missouri Senate.
Mr. President, I know that my colleagues were trying to help keep me in line there, but I actually said that on purpose because I was trying to make sure that the senator in question understands where he is, and I didn't want him to, you know, fall back to that way of thinking. But anyway, Mr. President, I hope that we will rule accordingly on this so that we all might learn the lessons, as many of us freshmen have learned many good lessons today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Nottoway, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
To speak on the point of order, the argument that he didn't blatantly disregard is insane. Ignorance is not an absolute defense in this chamber. I'm glad you're paying attention to me, Mr. President. And what do you think of my thoughts there, Mr. Chairman? No, just kidding. I still believe that the senator from Johnson has violated the rules of the Senate.
You shall address Mr. President, not Mr. Chairman.
Oh, that is Mr. President. Let me stand corrected. Thank you very much.
You are standing corrected.
I apologize for the blatant disregard of the... I'll wait pending the ruling of the...
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President, and there's no need that the body stand at ease because I am ready to make a ruling on the point of order. It is well taken, and the senator from Johnson did violate Rule 81, which clearly states in proceedings and debate of the Senate, the senators shall not be spoken of or addressed by their individual names, and that includes your name as a senator. And so since I'm strictly construing the rules and interpretations. I will have to strictly construe that like our ALJs have done over the last several years with the workers' compensation law that we passed. But since it doesn't rise to a high degree of intent or maliciousness, I suggest that we admonish the senator from Johnson and not censure him and ask him to leave the chamber. So it'd just be an admonishment.
The senator from Stoddard has made a ruling on the point of order. It is well taken. The senator from Johnson stands admonished. Sergeant of Arms, please escort the senator out of the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, you may please return the senator to his seat. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senate is on the order of business of reports from standing committees. The senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development has a controlled report.
Thank you. Senator, please send that report forward. And Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 23, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Callahan, Chairman.
Chair recognizes the Senator from the 23rd St. Charles District.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator from Clay, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator, and when it arrives, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 204, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 180 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 38 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgeway, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
President, Mr. President, your Committee on Finance, Governmental Organizations, and Elections has a report.
Please send those reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read them when they arrive at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 83, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 219 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Senate Bill 226 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
Your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 77, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 133 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from the 2nd District, St. Charles County.
Hi, Mr. President.
I have a report.
Please send that report forward.
And please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 163, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 166 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Root, Chairman.
Senator from Nottoway.
I have a report, Mr. President.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read that report when it arrives at the dais.
Should I turn him on now? Logger. Logger's on. Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which is referred Senate Bill 101, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass with the Senate Committee Amendment 1. Also, Senate Bill 188 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Logger, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send that forward, and please read that, Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 243, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send that report forward. Please read that when it arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 145, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee, Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources have reports.
Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read that report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 55, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 161 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 63 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Proceed with your announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just announce legislation that we're likely to take a look at on Monday. Senate Bill 180, Senate Bill 204, Senate Bill 38, Senate Bill 83, Senate Bill 77, Senate Bill 133, Senate Bill 166, and as there are a number of members off the floor, our office will be putting out a memo to all members today on those bills that were just announced. And with that, Mr. President, the Senate will go to the order of business. One other announcement. There are no other votes to be taken. We will be on second Senate bills on second reading, and then I will be making my adjournment motion.
Are there other announcements? Senator from the 10th.
I have a message from the House.
No
I would request unanimous consent to introduce very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. One birthday that I forgot to mention was one here in our Senate family. A week ago today, my chief of staff, Charles Hatcher, and his wonderful wife, Amber, had a baby, Harper Charles Hatcher. He's 1 week old today. He came in at 9 pounds, 9 ounces with a full head of hair, and they're in the chamber with us today along with Amber's parents, Nancy and John Swearjohn. So I'd like the body to make our new family member welcome.
That's great. Welcome to the chamber. Welcome, Harper. Further announcements? Further announcements? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any messages from the House?
Yes, there are messages from the House.
Would you ask Secretary please read the message?
Yes, Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the several departments and offices of state government. Also, House Bill 15, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the several departments and offices of state government. Also, House Bill 139, an act relating to Missouri Accountability Portal. Also, House Bill 209, an act relating to private nuisances. Also, House Bill 107, an act relating to vacancies in certain statewide offices. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 205, an act relating to unlawful practices in employment, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on second reading.
Senate bills on second reading. The Senator from Stoddard is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 291.
Senate Bill 291, an act relating to charter schools.
Education.
Senate Bill 292, an act relating to qualifications for certification of presidential and vice presidential candidates by Secretary of State.
General laws. Senate Bill 293.
Senate Bill 293, an act relating to non-resident entertainer income taxes.
Ways and means. Senate Bill 294.
Senate Bill 294, an act relating to charter schools.
Education. Senate Bill 295.
Senate Bill 295, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Commerce, Consumer Protection. Senate Bill 296.
Senate Bill 296, an act relating to the Complete Missouri Training Program.
Jobs, Economic Development. Senate Bill 297.
Senate Bill 297, an act relating to the purchase of rifles and shotguns.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, Senate Bill 298.
Senate Bill 298, an act relating to concealed carry endorsements.
General laws, Senate Bill 299.
Senate Bill 299, an act relating to restrictions on introducing wild elk.
Agriculture, food production, Senate Bill 300.
Senate Bill 300, an act relating to deer season.
Agriculture, food production, and outdoor resources, Senate Bill 301.
Senate Bill 301, an act relating to the creation of the Missouri Homeowners Mutual Insurance Company.
Small business and insurance, Senate Bill 302.
Senate Bill 302, an act relating to malpractice insurance.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 303.
Senate Bill 303, an act relating to licensure of certain professions.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 304.
Senate Bill 304, an act relating to life and health reinsurance contracts.
Small business and insurance, Senate Bill 305.
Senate Bill 305, an act relating to the sale of plastic bulk merchandise containers.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, Senate Bill 306.
Senate Bill 306, an act relating to credit unions.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 307.
Senate Bill 307, an act relating to the court costs for certain municipal ordinance violations.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 308.
Senate Bill 308, an act relating to the laws of other countries.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 309.
Senate Bill 309, an act relating to taxes to fund emergency services.
Jobs, EcoDevo, Senate Bill 310.
Senate Bill 310, an act relating to lead licensing.
Agriculture and food production, Senate Bill 311.
Senate Bill 311, an act relating to the Children's Vision Examination Program.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 312.
Senate Bill 312, an act relating to child support administrative decisions.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 313.
Senate Bill 313, an act relating to tourism community enhancement districts.
Jobs and economic development, Senate Bill 314.
Senate Bill 314, an act relating to workplace violence.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 315.
Senate Bill 315, an act relating to employment practices.
Small business and insurance, Senate Bill 316.
Senate Bill 316, an act relating to a four-day work week for state employees.
General laws, Senate Bill 317.
Senate Bill 317, an act relating to agriculture cooperative corporations.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 318.
Senate Bill 318, an act relating to voter registration for hunting and fishing permit applicants.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 319.
Senate Bill 319, an act relating to a debt set off for unpaid health care expenses.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 320.
Senate Bill 320, an act relating to domestic violence.
Judiciary, SJR 18.
SJR 18, an act relating to the state lottery.
Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, SJR 19.
SJR 19, an SJR relating to the City and County of St. Louis.
Jobs and Economic Development, SJR 20.
SJR 20, a joint resolution relating to the Common Sense Obligation to Provide Accountability and Spending Stabilization Act.
Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, go to the order of business. Some announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
See no objection. Proceed.
One other announcement, if members are listening in their offices, we will begin afternoon sessions. We'll have a couple next week. We plan on going in at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Tuesday and Wednesday, and ask members. I've spoken with caucus staff, and I think they'll be making allowances to have 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock and 2 o'clock committee meetings, but we'll post a notice to members. And with that, Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 28th, 2011.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday, February 28th at 4 p.m. Have safe travels home. We are adjourned.